The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 186, Showdown 2.
Detective Garrett, our first arrival is landing on Stip Pad 3.
Copy that. Hank is on the move finally. He's headed to have his vehicle inspected. I'll notify you when he departs for the plant.
Okay. Jameson is in position. He's ready to roll on your command.
10-4.
I'm headed for Pad 3.
I have you in sight now. Hank is en route to have the bus inspected, so you'll be taking this group to the lounge.
I've arranged for Mr. Gregory to remain with them when the second wave arrives. I'm using an earbud if you need to contact me when I'm with them.
Sounds good. Sam, what's your location?
I'm staying out of sight in the conference room. Don't worry, I found some stale donuts in here. They're actually not too bad.
Good. Anything to keep those stomachs of yours from growling. Agent Simon, are you in position?
I'm in the vicinity of the other intergalactic landing pad, just in case it arrives before Scarlet returns.
This is Lenora. First arrivals will be here very shortly.
Copy that. I'm headed your way now.
This is Gregory. I'm standing by in the lounge. I've gathered some snacks to occupy them.
Snacks? Where did you get extra snacks? Were you holding out on me?
Sorry there, big guy. If there's anything left, I'll make sure you have first crack at them.
Coming through the portal now.
Okay, they're exiting now. Everyone has rolling luggage. It looks like a bunch of tourists getting off of a Greyhound bus.
I'm ready for them.
Hey, Lenora. Do you have a status on the second STIP yet?
Nothing yet. I see Tony's ready down on Pad 1.
We're concerned that the second wave will come before Scarlet gets back from the lounge. The original plan was to have everyone linger around the pad until the second wave, but we felt it might become a control issue.
With Hank delayed, I can see that. I hope no one recognizes Tony from his many galactic adventures.
Well, it's a pretty big galaxy. I think we're okay. Tony, no sign of the second wave. We'll notify you the moment we see them on our monitor.
Copy that. I'll be standing by.
Jameson for Gregory.
Go ahead.
I'm a little concerned. There seems to be people gathering in the room where I am supposed to exit.
I just notified our contact upstairs. He's gotten a tip that OSHA may be pulling a surprise inspection. So the foreman is gathering everyone to tell them to avoid this area. And if they see an OSHA inspector, to avoid them at all costs.
Brilliant. That should make my exit a little easier.
Stand by, everyone. I need to contact Queens. Detective Jocko, this is Captain Richards. Our first wave is down and headed for our holding lounge. No sight of the second wave yet.
That's perfect. We're just about to arrive at Flushing Meadows. Just let me know when you're ready for our group.
I will. Did you have any problems with Louis?
Yeah, first I did. He wanted Nelson to make him a hero, but Nelson just spoiled his evening. We're handling Leonard like he's under arrest.
That's what we'll be doing with Scarlet.
Yeah, there's no telling how far their reach is. I don't want anything coming back on these two. We're turning into the complex, and I'll catch you later.
Okay. Jocko said that Louis wanted Nelson to make him a hero.
That sounds like a true Hongan. He didn't, did he?
No. We're thinking of making Hank and Louis the same offer we made Sam. We need to know where the main targets are. And Louis hinted that this is a trial run.
Two things. First, if either one of them accepts, please don't make them IDF. One Hongan's enough. And second, if this was a trial run, it failed miserably.
Well, that's true. On both counts. It would be nice, though, to know where they want to hit us. They failed in St. Louis, but that didn't stop them from trying again.
The second STIP just showed up on the monitor.
Okay, everyone. Second arrival's coming in. Scarlett, stay with your arrivals. Tony, prepare to escort them to the lounge.
I copy.
Scarlett, if you copy, give me 2 squelch breaks.
Your attention, please. Now arriving on pad 1, intergalactic STIP transfer, pad 1.
I'm going to send Jocko a text to let him know that everyone is here. Garrett?
Go for Garrett.
The second wave just landed and Tony is escorting them to the lounge. What's the latest on Hank?
It looks like an inspector just came out to inspect the bus. He should be leaving shortly. Are you having any problems detaining the arrivals?
Not yet. I have Jocko standing by. As soon as Hank arrives, I'm going to send Scarlett out to greet him. And as soon as she reaches the bus, you and Jameson will move in. She knows that we're going to do a mock arrest on her. Once you've secured both, bring them in. Jameson will show you the way.
Got it. I just hope these inspections don't find something else wrong with Hank's bus.
Georgia, scan for traffic exiting the portal.
No traffic detected.
Jomac, traffic is clear, but keep an eye on our 6 until we reach the BSS.
I've got you covered. Just let them try to follow us.
Well, that was interesting. Felt like we took a couple of hits.
Aw, did they wake you up from your nap?
Yeah, it was pretty bumpy. You must have been driving.
Returning backup power to main engines.
Thank you, Georgia.
Whoa, who is that?
Calm down there, Casanova. She's not real.
We convinced Nate to activate his Robo-4 system.
That's interesting you chose a female there, Nate. Any particular reason you didn't go with the default voice?
You know that military jets use female voices for their computers and weapons system. It stands out more and gets the pilot's attention. Besides, it's the only time I can listen to a female voice and turn it off whenever I want.
Oh! You're going to pay for that one.
Well, I hope it doesn't bother you if I say Boldabar Space Station Homing Beacon is now online.
Oh, I think you stepped in something there, mate. Defense systems coming offline, all power levels returning to normal.
Thank you, Marco. Gabby, let's go ahead all full.
Well, am I allowed to speak?
Of course.
Aye, Captain. All ahead full.
All right. It was a joke.
Ah, a joke. I was wondering what was going on. Jim, how did our 2 guests fare during our little skirmish?
They were a little concerned at first, and then they got excited. I think they were under the impression that Rage was coming to rescue them.
Sorry to disappoint them.
Is Joe Mack still up in the cupola?
Yeah, I think he's hoping the freighter will follow us. I'm curious as to who that really was. Is Rage so disorganized now that they've turned to piracy?
I was wondering the same thing. Those fighters were not designed for boarding. In fact, the only way their personnel could board would be to enter your depressurized bay and wait for you to repressurize.
Which would be a death trap, because I wouldn't do that.
Couldn't they threaten to open fire if you didn't pressurize?
Which is why it would be a death trap. They'd risk blowing themselves up.
I agree with the captain. It doesn't make any sense. So, who were they?
If they were Rage pilots, then they went rogue. Those type of tactics aren't in the Rage playbook. A Rage pilot would just have attacked us for the sole purpose of destroying us. If they wanted your ship, Nate, they would have done what they did before and wait for a port call, then hijack it.
Well, whoever they were, we need to bolster our defenses before returning to the Cali system.
Are you proposing going to the surface with the ship instead of remaining docked to the BSS?
I'm thinking about it. I'd like to take on more magazines for the cannon.
Well, we'll see what the controller says. I can guarantee that he'll want a bat squad to take the doc and his nurse back to the surface.
I'll be glad to get them off my hands. I'll negotiate with the controller about continuing on our mission to go after Bella and Wi-Fi.
The fun never ends.
For my line of business, I can say, thankfully, no.
Thank you.
Okay, they're all accounted for. Tony is escorting them to the lounge.
Detective Jocko.
The final transfer has arrived. All bodies accounted for.
Excellent. When I just pull off the Flushing Meadows step, what's the status on Hank?
He's still at the inspection point waiting to get cleared.
Do you think we should hold off transporting until you have him secured?
We need to get your passengers here sooner than later. I'm sure you don't want them sitting around in a public or on a bus.
Look, just get your crew together, and then update me on Hank. If he isn't en route to you in 10 minutes, we'll send them.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good.
Richards for Garrett.
Go for Garrett.
Our last transfer has arrived. Agent Simon is transporting them to the lounge. I've been in touch with Detective Jocko. He will transport his people once Hank arrives here. What's his status now?
I believe he's wrapping things up with the inspectors. I'll call you when he's rolling.
Jameson, did you copy?
I copy. Detective Garrett, contact me when you're moving, and again when you're in position. I don't want to leave here too early.
Will do.
Jameson, is there any activity in your exit room?
There was. I believe they were being briefed that Osher was in the area.
Gregory's contact upstairs was going to do that. Hopefully, if someone sees you, they won't be suspicious.
Yeah, if someone stops to talk to me, my accent might raise a few questions.
Oh, so you admit that you do have an accent?
Maybe a very slight one.
It looks like Scarlet has everything under control, and I see Agent Simon is leading the second group.
Yes. Garrett just told me that Hank is in final inspection. We're giving him 10 more minutes. If he's not here by then, I'm letting Jocko and Queens know to send his group. We'll just have to confine them until we capture Hank.
As for the Queens group, we can transfer them straight away to the Deep Space Stip. We have two on hand.
Where do they go?
For a Boldabar destination, they attach to the BSS. From there, a bat will transfer them to the surface.
Do you think we can transfer Queen's arrival from their stip to the Deep Space Stip without causing too much of a distraction?
I can send the Queen's stip to Pad 7. That's the farthest from the lounge area. The Deep Space Stip is very close to that pad.
Let's go ahead and do that. I want to get these hackers off our planet as quickly as possible.
I'll work with Lenora here and set up the arrival coordinates for the Flushing Meadows stip.
I'll contact Pyramid to notify the BSS. They'll have company in about 30 hours. I'm sure Jocko will be happy to get his crew out of Queens.
Did I overhear you say that Jocko will be sending his arrivals?
Yes. Mr. Gregory's going to divert the Queens group to the furthest pad, then transfer them to the Deep Space Stip for Boldabar.
Well, that will certainly relieve the congestion here. What does Pierman say about this?
I'm going to call him now, and then Detective Jocko. I'll be right back.
So, Agent Simon, it looks like this mission is coming to a close. Any ideas what you'll be doing next?
At this point, Mr. Gregory, I have no idea. I imagine Director Cage will have an assignment for me after this. Captain Richards and I had the same conversation earlier. She thinks Jameson will be mentored by me.
Well, aren't you lucky? Lenora, how about you?
From what I gather, Mr. Pearman is assigning me to the St. Martin facility. I believe they want me to work with Agent Hawk.
And how do you feel about that?
I guess I'm okay with that. Why?
You and I have had some dealings in the past. You strike me as an independent. I'm just not sure how you'll handle being under someone's wing, so to speak.
I really didn't have a lot of freedom under Lister. Yes, living that lifestyle made me independent and self-reliant, but only to a certain extent. I had very limited freedom or opportunities to express myself. With the IDF, I will, so I'm a willing student and eager to learn.
I'm very happy for you, Lenora. I think you'll make an outstanding agent.
I've been impressed with your handling of central control. Let's set up the arrival for Queens and prep the Deep Space Stip.
I'll leave you to it, then. I'm going to position myself at Pad 7. Would you be able to assist when the Queen's Stip arrives?
Yes, I'll be there.
George, do you have a fix on the Mercury?
Yes, Commander. I have been in contact with their Robo-4 computer.
Is that the voice I heard earlier asking about a craft near the portal?
She sounded cute.
I bet you can't wait to meet her.
Please stand by while I check my database. Puppies are cute. Are you suggesting that the Mercury's Robo-4 is a puppy? I can assure you that it is not.
And, by the way, its name is Georgia.
Which makes it a she.
Assigning an alternate voice file for the synthetic speech feature does not give the Robo-4 series a gender.
George likes Georgia.
Stand by. Yes, I understand what you are doing. This is teasing. Cut it out.
Which reminds me, we're about to have a full house.
The Bat will arrive shortly after the Mercury to transport the two prisoners to the surface. Do you know if any others will be departing?
I believe Joffre will be going to turn in his two bounties, and Barnes will be checking in with the controller to get his assignment, and possibly Captain Tam to check on the progress of the Ulysses.
I'll coordinate with the Bat commander to let him know he'll have 5 passengers for the surface and 3 to return.
George, contact your girlfriend and let her know that we'll be making arrangements for surface transport.
I will transmit your message. Commander?
Yes, George?
How long do you plan to act like an adolescent schoolboy? Perhaps I will go to my room and sulk.
I'm sorry, George.
Yes, Commander. You certainly are.
Well, you walked right into that one.
These Robo-4 series learn quickly. I think Nate is in for a big surprise when Georgia starts back-talking him.
Hey, maybe we can get George to upload sarcasm to Georgia.
Nah, I wouldn't want to do that to anyone.
Mercury to BSS.
Speaking of our victim, Mercury, this is Commander Sims. Go ahead.
We've locked onto your approach beam. Do you want us to turn our navigation over to your Robo-4?
I don't know, Captain Nate. George is sulking right now.
What?
We've been teasing him about Georgia and he switched off in a huff.
These things can do that?
Oh, you're in for a lot of future fun, my friend.
Captain Nate, I can take over navigation of your ship for docking. I will link up with your Robo-4 series AI.
Oh, I don't know, George. I'm not sure we're ready to let her date yet.
Is this adolescent behavior consistent with all human life forms?
The ship is in your hands, George. Bring us in. And yes, I know you have no hands.
There is hope for your species yet. Mercury, switch to automated docking sequence.
Automated docking sequence on. All instruments are in the green.
Docking lights on. We are using docking node alpha.
Confirm docking sequence identifier as November 1-9-4-9.
Aw, don't they make a cute couple.
Switch to ASCII.
Switching off voice. Continuing with ASCII.
Aw, isn't that cute? Now they're texting each other.
We'll see you guys soon.
Everyone is accounted for.
Sis, are you sure you'll be okay taking these prisoners back to Houston?
I've had to handle some pretty scary aliens before. These guys are all nerdy hackers. I don't think they'll be a problem.
Well, maybe I should go with you just in case.
I'd feel better if you would accompany Nelson when he transports Louis. I just don't trust a Hongan one-on-one.
All right. I'm sure Nelson can handle him. But I'm the rookie, so I'll do as I'm told.
What's the problem, Kelly?
I just thought 2 of us should go with the bulk of the prisoners.
I don't have a problem with that. I think I can handle Louis. Again. Both of you come with me. Jocko has them secured in the STIP. I'll be transferring Louis to St. Martin, since both Deep Space STIP units will be in use. The rest of you will transport Hank to St. Martin.
It's really hard to believe that this part of the mission is over.
I'm proud of you, Kelly. You've done quite well.
Was there any doubt?
Hi, Kate. They're all secured and ready for transport. I'll notify Houston when you depart.
I'm fine with taking Louis back to St. Martin by myself. I think Kelly should go with Kate, and the whole team can return to St. Martin together.
I don't see a problem with that. Go on back to the bus with Louis and Leonard. I'll soon be there to put on a big show for Louis so he thinks I'm arresting Leonard.
What are you going to do with him once we all leave?
I'll just take him back to his apartment and convince him that none of this ever happened.
Make him forget. Ooh, I bet you have one of those little flashlight thingies.
No, that was just a movie.
Yeah, right. And these guys aren't about to take off in a spaceship from these towers from that same movie?
Now that they are doing. But flashlights, that make you forget? No.
All right, Kelly, let's board. Next stop, Houston.
I'm right behind you. But I still think you use those flashlights.
You just don't give up, do you?
So they're on their way?
Yeah, now we just have two problems to take care of.
Hey, what about me?
We have bigger plans for you, Louis.
What about me? What's gonna happen to me?
Yeah, what's the deal? Is he getting some sort of special treatment?
Leonard here is a United States citizen. We'll deal with him in our own laws. You, on the other hand, are a Hongan, and will face an IDF tribunal.
Now, look, all I knew was that this guy owned a pawn shop and rented an apartment from me.
Sure, Leonard. And you had no idea he was putting together a team to destroy our infrastructure.
I don't even know what that is. And another thing, you expect me to go to the police and tell them that an alien is renting one of my apartments, and he's expecting more aliens to come to Earth to join his gang?
Save it for the judge, Leonard. We paid you good, and I'm sure they know it.
We certainly do. Now let's head to the second STIP unit, and I'll be sending you and Nelson back to St. Martin.
Come on, Louis. It's back to Baltimore for you.
Back to where?
Garrett to Captain Richards.
Go ahead.
Hank is en route. What's the status of the Queen STIP?
They've launched, and we're expecting them at any moment.
Hank is almost here. We're going to have to move on him. Have Scarlet contact him now. Tell him that she is with the passengers and we'll bring him out when he's ready for him.
She's calling them now.
Jameson, did you copy?
I'm making my move now. I will emerge across the street from where he should park. Are you in position?
I'll be by the time he gets here.
The Queen STIP is here along with Kate Hawk and Kelly Merritt. We're making the transfer to Deep Space STIP now.
Copy that. When will you transfer our group?
Looks like that won't happen until you take down Hank.
I can see Jameson now. Hank is rounding the corner. We're taking him down.
Police! Exit the vehicle with your hands up!
You got a gun!
Drop your weapon!
Garrett, get down!
Will they take Hank alive or will he die as a glorious Hongan? Will the firefight draw unwanted attention from the local authorities? And will all the transfers be made? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Convergence.